朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，所以虽然刚得救，你看你的见证真好，是不是
？And Charles was just recently saved, but his testimony was wonderful.
啊，这个虽然太太提醒你要向前看，要多笑了。
And yet the wife has reminded him on his notes, to look forward and smile often.
但是你真放下那个的时候，你反而真正开始笑了。
You begin to realize when he put aside those notes, he really began to speak and he really began to smile.
我真的很感动哈，刚得救的弟兄就能够在主面前有这么美好的见证。
And I was really touched that someone who is newly saved have such a wonderful testimony for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要对主有第一手的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to have that first-hand knowledge.
不然我们只是风闻有声。
Or you just hearing of who he is.
不然我们所传给别人的是第三手货。
And what you handed to someone else is got passed on the third time.
因为我们所有所经历所听见的都是二手的，都不是一手的。
Because what you have experienced is second-handed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要对神有自己亲身的经历、体会和认识。
So you need to have a first-hand knowledge of who God is and experience Him in such a way.
所以一方面我们传福音做见证，我们要好好熟读圣经啊。主说给我做见证的就是这经，对不对
？So when we share the gospel, we need to equip ourselves and study the word of God because God says that which bear witness of me is are the scriptures.
所以我们需要有真理的装备，有福音的训练，我们要对圣经有了解。
So we need to be equipped with the truth of God and understanding of His word.
不能乱传的哈。
You can't just conjure up something and say it.
当然，有时候听见别人在回答福音问题，我都捏一把冷汗，哪有这样讲的
？And sometimes when I hear people respond to gospel.Friends were questions. I break into cold sweat. I said, "How can you respond with such?"
就像有一次，一个小弟弟问他哥哥，他说：“哥哥啊，为什么那个鱼都要在水里面呢？”
And just like a little boy asked his older brother, not that much older, but asked him, "How come all the fish has to be in the water?"
因为他们家有个水族箱，那鱼都在里面游嘛。
And they had a fish tank at home, so the little brother asked him when he sees the fish swimming inside.
那他哥哥就回答他说：“哎呀，因为在外面有猫嘛，这么笨。”
And the brother told him, "Because there are cats outside, that's why they have to be inside."
那小弟弟说：“哦，那我懂了。”
So the little brother said, "Oh, okay, I understand now."
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会里面瞎子领瞎子的很多。
And there are many blind leading the blind inside the house of God.
我们回答尤其关乎福音永生的问题，我们对真理要有第一手准确的认识。
And when we respond to gospel friends and have questions, particularly when it comes to spiritual truth,
所以我们
见 need to be equipped.
我们见证的内容根据圣经所告诉我们伟大的救恩。
And the content of our testimony has to do with the great salvation of the Lord.
主耶稣自己在约翰福音三章十一节说：“我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是。”
The Lord Jesus says that in John chapter 3 verse 11, what we have seen, what we testify is what we have seen, what we have heard.
这都是讲到我们第一手真实的认识。
And it speaks of this first-hand knowledge and experience.
真实的经历。
And the true experience.
不管从启示来的，从经历来的。
Whether it be revelations or through experience.
至少我们是第一手的认识。
It is a first-hand knowledge.
啊，你不会随便乱讲。
And you won't just casually talk about it.
所以我听过有人同事传福音说，你只要信耶稣，你就会生孩子，而且会生男孩子。
And I've heard people who say,Oh, believe in the Lord, you'll have a child. Not just a child, you have a son.
啊，你只要信耶稣，啊，那个你办绿卡就会办到的。我们教会就有这样子的人。
And if you believe in Jesus, you'll get your green card. We actually heard people say that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个你只能够当做感恩的一个见证就是了。
These things may just be testimony of thanksgiving.
你不能够成为去诱惑别人信主的原因了。
Testimony is a blessing, and it cannot be something a lure that you will lure in front of someone so that they will receive the grace.
建立在耶稣基督那个伟大的爱和他所做成的救恩。
It is always established on the everlasting love and salvation of our God.
而那个瞎子那天被神开眼，被主耶稣开眼睛以后。
And that blind man, when his eyes was made open by Jesus that day.
长老法利赛人想要从他身上得把柄去告耶稣。
And the elders and the Pharisees want to get a hold of something from him that they make accused Jesus.
他讲了一句话非常好。
And that blind man or, who was made to see said something that was wonderful.
不管你们怎么说他，你们说他，他是个罪人是不是？这些我都不知道。
He said, I don't know what you guys are talking about, whether he's a sinner or not. I don't know any of this stuff.
他说一件事情我知道的。
But one thing I know.
我从前是瞎眼的，我现在可以看见了。
I was blind, but now I see.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们跟别人活生生的见证非常宝贵的。
So the living testimony is very precious when you share with us.
这是我们亲身的经历嘛。
Something you have experienced yourself.
我原来瞎也是事实。
I was blind. That's reality.
但现在我看见了。
But now I see.
我从前被罪恶捆绑，我就是出不来。
I was bound by a particular sin. I couldn't get out.
但是当我接受耶稣以后，我改变了。
But when I received Jesus, I am changed.
我从前充满了恐惧、忧愁，充满了消极。
I was filled with fear and negative thoughts.
可是当我信了耶稣以后，喜乐在我的里面。
But now when I believe in Jesus, there's actual joy in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是别人没有办法驳倒的事实。
These are the things that people cannot argue against.
当你真的这样子讲的时候，别人没有办法去跟你辩论。
When you are sharing these things, no one can argue with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们本身的经历，我们本身的改变，就是胜过所有的 arguments.
Our personal experiences, personal transformations will overcome any argument.
所以这个宋尚杰博士他自己说他自己从前是个坏得不得了的人。
So Dr. Sun, he said he was a terrible man before he came to Christ.
很坏的脾气，他动不动就跟人家打架的。
He had a terrible temper, and when he was a child, he got into fights very easily.
他哥哥跟他讲话不愉快，他把汤就倒到他哥哥身上去的。
His brother was talking to him, and he said some words that he didn't like. He took hot soup and just poured it on him.
他来美国读书的时候，他有个哥哥来美国照顾他。
And he came to the States to study, and his brother actually came out of China to take care of him.
那天他哥哥稍微晚一点回家，他就把他关在门外，整夜冬天把他哥哥关在门外。
And his brother actually came home a little late, so he locked his brother out in the winter cold the entire night.
后来他哥哥甚至都吐血了。
And to the point his brother was actually coughing blood.
那弟兄姊妹，当神改变他的时候
，But when God changed him,
你就看见一个荆棘的生命变成一个香柏木荣美的生命。
And you see this life of thorns has now become the life of cedar tree.
弟兄姊妹，我们的改变这个。
The transformation in our lives, the delta that we accumulate.
要这种 delta, 就像我儿子的那种 delta.
There have to be these true changes, not like Aaron's.
这个把脚摔断，摔歪了。
And he sprained his ankle after.
生命里面要有 delta.
And in our lives, there's got to be changes.
从前我是瞎眼的，如今我可以看见。
I was blind, but now I see.
所以圣灵来也是跟我们一起为着耶稣基督。那个复活的生命做见证。
The Holy Spirit comes and bears witness with us of the resurrected life.
别人要从我们身上不光听见耶稣，要看见耶稣。
The Lord, people don't want to just hear about Jesus, they want to see Jesus.
有一个姊妹有一次碰到在树林里面碰到强盗。
A sister once met a robber.
对不起，这个是一个弟兄，有一个弟兄他在树林碰到强盗。
A particular brother, he was walking in the woods and he met a robber.
他非常安静地告诉强盗
，and very quietly he told him，
他说你要钱，我可以把我身上的钱都给你。
So if you want money, I'll give you everything I got。
他说，但是我还有一件更重要的东西啊。
But there's something far more precious that I want to give you。
那人说什么
？And that man, that robber says what？
他说我要把耶稣基督带给的永生给你。
I'm going to give Jesus Christ the eternal life that he brings. I'm going to give that to you.
强盗从来没有碰到一个被抢的人这么抗的。
And the robber has never met another person that was so calm when he's being robbed.
我们不是抓着钱不肯给啊。
And we usually hold on to our wallet so tight.
他就是吓得要命，给他我们就跑掉的了。
Or we're terrified. We give him what we have and we run.
我以前在美国读书，我的 roommate 在美国纽约 Port Authority 那个汽车站里面被三个黑人抢他的相机。
And my roommate when I was in college and when he was in New York, he was actually robbed by three African Americans.
他在厕所里面，他就把他相机紧紧的抱着，后来就被他们三个拉拉那个相机皮带把他弄昏了，倒在。
So he held on to his camera so tight he won't give it to him, but they yanked on the camera that had a loop around his neck. He was actually choked on consciousness.
那没有人帮忙，醒来的时候所有钱都不见了。
Nobody helped him when he woke up. Everything was gone.
为什么他一个相机不肯放，抓着紧紧的
？He didn't want to let go of the camera that he just bought.
你看我们弟兄这么抗，你要钱我都给。
But this brother that I'm talking about in the woods, he was so calm. If you want my money, you can have it.
但是我有更宝贝的要给你。
But I have something far more precious.
那天这个人强盗在他眼前信的耶稣。
That day, that robber accepted Christ.
我在预备，我想到这个例子的时候，我就突然想起来十几年前我跟念慈姊妹我们听到 一卷录音带真实的见证。
And when I share the story, I think about a testimony that Sister Nancy and myself heard a number of years ago.
好像也是在发生在德州的。
And it also happened in Houston.
有一个杀人犯逃出来。
德州 Texas?
德州 Texas.
Texas, I'm sorry. And there was a criminal who was a murderer, he escaped.
FBI 也在追他。
And FBIs are chasing after him.
就讲到有一个姊妹从沃尔玛或是 Target 买菜买完东西出来。
And a sister came out of Walmart.
结果他就碰到了这个杀人犯。
And unfortunately he met this
the 杀人犯夹死他。
And the killer was threatening, kidnapped her.
然后逼着他把他带回到他的家里去。
And forced her to take him to their house.
有姊妹，有没有打瞌睡的姊妹？你应该醒过来哈。如果是你的话。
Sisters, anybody falling asleep right now? You need to wake up and listen to this one.
那是吓死人的事情。
That is terrifying.
杀人犯
a murder.
然后他夹死你一个人。
And he kidnap you and you alone.
然后把你带回到你的家里面去。
And he took you to your house.
你所有脑筋里面可以想到可怕的景象可能都要发生。
And anything, every possible, bad things that you can imagine is probably going through your mind.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们的姊妹里面是有主的人。
But our sister has the Lord in her.
立刻从惊慌中她安定下来。
And all of a sudden, out of this chaos, she found calm.
宝贝在瓦器里。
And there's treasure in this earthen vessel.
无论生无论死，叫基督在我身上照常显
现。Whether life or death, Christ may be manifested.
她回去能够这么安息安静的对这个犯人传福音。
And she was very calm, and she actually shared the gospel to this killer.
就是在短短几个小时的相处里面。
In very few hours.
这个犯人不仅仅没有强暴他，没有欺负他。
And this criminal not only did not bring any harm to her.
后来这个犯人离开他。
And this criminal left.
没有几个小时以后，听说他自己去自首了。
A few hours later, he went and turned himself in.
就是没。在我们这一生的路上，神把许多人摆在我们周围。
And this life's journey, God has placed many people around.
我们是为他做见证。
And we are to bear witness for him.
而我们的对象是谁呢
？And who is the object of our witness?
使徒行传一章第八节，他说：“圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me."In Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
马太福音二十四章十四节，主耶稣也说，这个福音要传遍天下，对着万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And then Matthew chapter 24 verse 14 says that this is a message of the kingdom is to be preached to all the worlds and to witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
所以福音的对象是万人万民，换句话说是所有的人。
So the object of the gospel or is for all nations.
福音是从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，是从中心直到圆周。
It starts from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria. It starts from the center and moves out.
换句话说，从我们自己开始。
Another word, it begins with us.
传福音，你是需要有对象。
And when you share the gospel, there's got to be an audience.
做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，你没有对象，你一样要做。
And to be witnesses, living witnesses of Jesus Christ becoming flesh, even if you don't have an audience, you still have to be one.
因为天使和神都在看。
Because angels and God is watching.
所以君子慎独，基督徒一个人单独的时候，也要过得胜的生活。
So a gentleman overcoming evil, him by himself, still got to live a victorious life.
没有人看见你在房间干什么。
When no one sees you.In your room by yourself.
但是我要让基督在我身上照常显大。我独处的时候，我人就得胜。
But Christ in my life still needs to be magnified. When I'm living by myself, no one is watching. I still need to live victoriously.
这是见证。
This is testimony.
见证永远从中心，从我们开始。
Testimony always starts from the center. It begins with us.
它像涟漪一样，一圈一圈一圈的扩展，从中心到圆周。
And it's like the ripple that starts from the middle and goes further and further out.
所以从我们 犹大全地撒玛利亚直到地极，我们的家人，我们的公司，我们的教会，我们的 community。
And Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, from us, our families, our neighborhoods, and it goes greater and greater.
就在我们生命中所有来跟我们接触的人。
So in our lives, everybody that comes in contact with us,
都是我们见证的对象。
There are audiences to whom we should witness.
都是我们应该用主的生命和恩典去 touch 他们的。
And by God's grace and God's life in us, they need to be touched.
叫人从我们的身上可以蒙福。
That throughour lives, they may be blessed.
所以当这个路加福音主耶稣在讲好撒玛利亚的人故事的时候
And when the Lord Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan,
主对那个律法师说你要尽心尽心尽意爱神然后你要爱你的邻舍如同自己
And the Lord says, love the Lord your God with all of your strength, soul and might, and also love your neighbor as yourself.
那个律法师为了显明自己有理他说谁是我的邻舍
And the young lawyer to justify himself and say, who is my neighbor?
换句话说谁配得我这样子爱他
In other words, who is deserving of such a love?
And
then the Lord Jesus gave him the story of the Samaritan.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，你所有遇见的就是你的邻舍。
And the Lord Jesus says, all whom you've encountered, they are your neighbors.
那另外呢，就是律法师是问主说，谁是我的邻舍？
And again, the young lawyer says, who then is my neighbor?
而主耶稣讲完故事以后，就说谁是这个受伤的人的邻舍？
And after the Lord spoke the story, the Lord asked the young man, who is neighbor to this wounded person?
换句话说，主把我们的注意力从自己的身上转到别人的身上了。
And now all of a sudden, the Lord took the self center focus into someone else.
到底对这个有需要的人来说，
And concerning this person who has a need,
是祭司是他的邻舍，是利未人是他的邻舍，还是这个撒玛利亚人是他的邻舍？
The priest,the Levi, are they his neighbor or is this Samaritan who's walking by?
弟兄姊妹先不要去问谁是你的邻舍配得你爱他。
Forget about asking, well, who's my neighbor that's worthy of my love?
应该反过来问说我到底是谁的邻舍我能够把恩典把主的福分带给他。
And the question is, whose neighbor am I that I may bring forth blessing to that person?
所以主不管把你打到哪里去。
It doesn't matter where the Lord sends you.
不管你今天遇见哪些人。
It doesn't matter who you encounter.
对你好的对你不好的。
They are good to you, they are bad to you.
其实我们是耶稣基督的见证人。
And we are witnesses to Jesus Christ.
基督的美丽荣耀要从我们身上彰显。
And the beauty and the glory of Jesus needs to be seen through us.
在逼迫中被彰显。
In persecution, you should be seen.
在欢迎中，我们也一样不骄傲，彰显主的荣美。
In times of rejoicing, we do not boast, and we still pray, glorify the Lord.
几年前我跟于师母我们到佛罗里达去服事的时候。
A few years ago, Sister Nancy and myself went to Florida to minister.
那个牧师那天吃饭跟我们做个见证。
And the pastor there, when we were eating lunch, he gave us the testimony.
他说带领他的老牧师有一次不能够到南美洲亚美加。
And the pastor, the old pastor who led him, he was unable to go to South America. South America.
他这个牧师帮他去一趟。
So he asked this pastor that was dining with us to go for him.
这个牧师就带着两个大箱子飞到牙买加去。
So this pastor took two suitcases and went to
Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica.
那个来接他的弟兄姊妹啊。
And brother and sister who received them.
第一个一看不是老牧师，来一个年轻的牧师就看见他。
And the first, they realized that it wasn't that elderly pastor, then they didn't really esteem him very much.
那第二个看他提了两个大箱子。
And then when they saw the two large suitcases,
就嘲笑他。
They began to laugh at him.
但是请你来传道的，你怎么一来就想移民啊？带这么多行李。
And we asked you to come and preach, and now you're immigrating to Jamaica.
结果你知道他为什么带了两个大箱子吗
？Do you know what's in those two large suitcases？
实在是他的爱心，他买了许多属灵的书、福音的信息，他为了带到那个地方去给他们的。
It is his love. He bought many books and many spiritual books that he may bring and bless the brother and sister there.
弟兄姊妹用非常无理、瞧不起、轻视、藐视的态度来对待他。
And brother and sister all of a sudden judge them, despise them.
弟兄姊妹，如果是我们，就买个回程票回去了哈。
we buy return ticket on the spot and say bye.
可是我们弟兄非常有爱心。
But our brother is full of love.
他在那里短短的几天的停留，完全扭转了弟兄姊妹对他的看法。
And those few days that he was there, all the brothers and sisters there just turned 180 degrees.
当他要走的时候，弟兄姊妹抱着他哭，舍不得他走。
And on his day when he was departing, brothers and sisters were clinging onto him, they were weeping and saying, "Please."
弟兄姊妹，今天主把你摆在公司，摆在家里面，摆在环境里面，不是叫我们在那里发飙，在那里叫人家听我们。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord has placed you in your workplaces, wherever, in school. It's not just for you to be authoritative and rule over people.
见证从自己开始。
Testimonies begins with us.
从自己最亲的家人、最近的朋友开始。
To those who are closest to us, our family members, our friends.
从中心直到远征。
And from the center out.
而我们见证的时机是任何时候。
And the timeliness of our witness is any time.
保罗劝提摩太务要传道，无论得时不得时。
So Paul says to Timothy, whether in season or out of season, you ought to share the gospel.
我个人的领会啊。
My personal understanding.
不是不管对方方不方便。
It is not that whether it's convenient for the person who you're talking to.
人家正在那边很痛苦的正在处理什么事情，你硬要把人家拉出来跟他传福音。除非是你真的是这样做，你不要随便这样做。
If somebody's going through something and is really busy or doing something, unless the Holy Spirit moves you, don't break intrude into what they were doing.
晚上不小心喝错了一杯咖啡，睡不着觉，想着半夜我打几个电话跟福音朋友传福音。
And you accidentally drank too much coffee and you couldn't sleep. Hey, now's the time for me to call such a gospel friend and share the gospel late at night.
无论得时不得时嘛。
Just so because the scripture said whether in season or out of season.
那我的感觉不是说你不要管人家得不得时。
My understanding is, I don't need to care about whether other people are.
而是不要管你自己。方不方便，如果圣灵感动你要你去，你就是得去。
My understanding is that it is you, whether it is convenient for yourself or not, you got to share the gospel.
圣灵要你做你就要做。
If the Holy Spirit asks us to do it, then we ought to do it.
所以我今年五月到纽约到纽泽西去答应一个两年前的约会的时候去跟他们有一个特会。
So this past May, I went to New Jersey, again to serve the brothers and sisters there on an appointment that was made 2 years ago.
那你知道我们那时候刚刚献堂完，所以前一阵子都在忙那个会所的事情。
And you know, we just finished the construction of this place, and for a long period of time, we were all very busy about it.
所以我那天礼拜五早晨飞下的飞机，因为时差三小时，就直接要进会场讲道的。
So that day we left on Friday, and by the time I got there, it was late in the evening, and we rushed right to the meeting place, and I had to give a message.
所以我上飞机我就很希望今天我旁边不要有人，让我安静的有五个小时可以好好祷告，预备晚上。
So I've been praying real hard, God, when I'm on the plane, I pray that you don't put anybody next to me, then I can have some quiet time and pray and prepare.
结果没有想到一上飞机就正好中国一个旅游船来，其中有两个就坐我旁边。
And then, not realizing as soon as I got on the plane, there was a tour group from China, and then two of the members sat right next to me.
我跟你讲，我几次挣扎之后，我决定降服。
And I struggled, a couple of times, and then I surrendered to God.
因为我很想为了晚上聚会好好祷告，好好预备。
I really wanted to pray for the service in the evening.
后来我就跟他们从这个四川的地震谈起。
And I started talking to them, chatting with them concerning the earthquake in Sichuan.
长话短说，在他们下飞机之前，两个人都跟我做决志祷告了。
And to keep the story short, these two people that sat next to me, they accepted the Lord and they prayed with me.
他们都是六十岁出头的人，他们说他们这辈子从来没听过耶稣。他说这么好，怎么没有人告诉我？
They're a little over 60 and they said, we've never heard about Jesus the gospel. Such a wonderful news. How come nobody told us?
因为姊妹，在我们生活里面，神常常把有需要的人就摆在我们眼前，你不要找邻舍，到处都是。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time God put people who are in need in our lives, and you don't need to go look for a neighbor.
最后时间的关系，我们讲到见证的能力是从圣灵而来。
And lastly, because the limitation of time, the power to witness comes from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来不仅仅要把我们带进一切真理、应许、祝福的实际。
And the Holy Spirit comes not only to bring us into all truth and the blessings and the reality of it all.
那圣灵来很重要的一个目的，也是为了耶稣基督做见证。
But more importantly, to bear witness of Jesus Christ.
所以使徒行传彼得他们在那里说，他们不仅仅我们为基督做复活的见证。
And Peter says, not only are we bearing witness of Jesus who's resurrected.
他说神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这件事情做见证。
But the Holy Spirit that God has given unto men is bearing the same witness.
而且主耶稣应许我们要等候那从上头来的能力。
And the Lord Jesus says, wait for the power from from on high.
而圣灵降在你们身上，你们必得着能力。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be empowered.
这是神应许要给我们的。
And this is what the Lord promised to us.
以至于我们能够从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做主的见证。
So we can go from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth and be witnesses for the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们都在主的面前祷告。
So dear brothers, I ask everybody to please pray before the Lord.
要对自己所得的救恩有把握。
Concerning the salvation you have received, you need to be confident.
昨天我们长子们交通的时候，我也讲过哈 ，Bill Hybels 在他那本《Contagious Christian》的这本书里面，他特别提到。
And in the MED meeting yesterday morning, we talked about being a contagious Christian in a, from a particular.
很多时候，我们传福音的勇气跟力量。
A lot of times, the courage and the strength that comes from sharing the gospel.
他说有两件很重要的事情。
There are two key elements.
第一个，你必须对于你自己信的耶稣以后，你在主面前所蒙的福。所得着的你要有很清楚的把握
and you must have absolute certainty concerning the blessing that you have received now that you receive Christ
你要知道你自己得的福分是何等大的福分
you need to know how great is this blessing that you have received
你没有那个确据跟把握你不会想跟别人传
if you are not certain of it you're not going to go and tell anyone
第二个你必须要知道当对方你所传的对方如果他真信了耶稣的时候
and the other element is that if the person whom you share the gospel with when they believe in Jesus
这个福音跟救恩将带给他多大的改变和祝福
and these blessings will, and this, the gospel will bring him immense blessing
如果我们没有这样子的把握和信心的话你就不想传也传不出来
and again if you don't have this certainty then you wouldn't share either
所以弟兄姊妹我们要对我们的救恩有十足的把握
so we must have absolute certainty and confidence concerning our salvation
这样子的话我们就会成为一个 courageous Christian 我们有勇气有胆量去传
then we'll be a courageous Christian to share the gospel
然后我们也才会成为 contagious 一个有传染性的基督徒
and then we'll be contagious
人家能够从我们身上不仅仅听见真是看见耶稣改变了我们
and people not only hear about Jesus but they can see in you that Jesus could transform
因为在我们身上是真实的
because in our lives he is real
所以有一个传道人他传很多年福音没有人得救他很灰心的时候
so a pastor he's been sharing the gospel a long time and nobody came to Christ and he was discouraged
有一天他很无助的 很失落的在街上走路
and one day he was walking on the street and was feeling very very just helpless
他突然经过一个橱窗
And all of a sudden he walked by this window.
他看见一幅图画
And he saw a picture.
整个背景都是黑的
And the background of this picture is completely black and pitch dark.
中间有一个很小很小的烛光
And at the very center of it, there was a beaming light.
然后底下有一句话
And then underneath it, there's this phrase.
他说就算全世界的黑暗都加起来
If all the darkness of the world is at the
也不能阻止我不发光
It cannot keep me from shining
一句话让这个失望灰心的传道人重新得力
And these words strengthen this pastor that was
是的整个世界越来越黑暗
Yes, this world is getting darker and darker
犯罪堕落可怕的事情到处都是
Sin and the fallen nature of man and the evil that is everywhere
我们传福音受到挫折没有果效
And we share the gospel sometimes it is resisted and There's no fruit.
就像黑暗再真实
Brothers, no matter how real this darkness
就像全世界的黑暗都加起来
Even if all the darkness of this world summed up
不能阻止我们不发光
It cannot hinder us from bearing light
因为这个光是真的
Because this light is true
耶稣基督在我们里面成了我们生命之光
Jesus Christ has become the light in our lives
保罗劝我们你们显在这弯曲悖谬的世代中
And Paul says be revealed in this crooked and perverse generation
要好像明光照耀将生命之道表明出来
You ought to be as light that reveals the word of life
我在说不是只是嘴巴传福音
And I say again it is not just words
是从生命里面出来的
It is from our lives
当别人在说我们是基督徒的时候
And when somebody calls you a Christian
我们不是被别人生气成为那个一小时干洗店
And we are not deceiving those people like that store whowho puts a sign that says one hour cleaning.
徒具其名
And we are not really who we really are.
真正能够无论生无论死叫基督在我身上照常显大
But we pray, brother, by life or by death, that Christ may be magnified in us.
就是基督
For me to live is Christ.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞 来归向神的救恩。